Oh, it helps. It always helps anytime you do that. Both of them are really good quarterbacks. Of course, Mariota, really good athlete. You know, he's done a great job so far. Really strong arm. Mecklenburg, he's, you know, we had him during the preseason. He's a bigger man, really strong arm, can go downtown with the ball. So either one we face, you know, we'll do the same thing. They're not going to change their system, but it has helped that we've been against them before earlier in the preseason.
Which was Phil Kula bring to the team?
Well, Phillip's a veteran player. You know, I remember being in that same division when he was with Oakland, you know, did a nice job there. Then he moved on to Miami, and I think he was at the 49ers after that. What he does is brings in another veteran player, and now it still is learning our system and getting used to what we call things and how we do things. And but we're happy to have him part of our roster.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your run defense and pass rush?
Mm-hmm. Run defense right now, we're doing fine with that element of the defense. Our pass rush right now needs to improve. Everybody knows that. We know that. Players know it. We need to do a better job with that, you know, from a four-man rush to pressuring, all those things. What we need to do is be able to finish our rush, and we're working on it on a daily basis.
At Tennessee's tight ends, what are you seeing on him?
Well, Delanie Walker, he's excellent. You know, he's more of like a receiving tight end. Goes downtown, might be quarterback's favorite target. I don't know what he averages, probably about close to 13 yards a catch, but he is a very much of a weapon. We think that they will utilize him, try to attack us with that area because of last week the tight end had as many catches as in New Orleans game. So we'll be prepared for that, but he's a really good, phenomenal athlete, really good football player. Along with that, there's other tight ends that they do use. There are multiple tight ends set. Their running back core, and they've got really three or four guys that are solid that they rotate, you know, and Dexter McCluster gives him speed, and I think he's averaging about 5.6 yards explosive runs because he's got the speed to get on the edge, and they're doing a fine job in that area too.
You touched on it a little bit, but with Benjamin Watson kind of going off on Thursday with the Saints, do you guys feel like the break kind of allowed you to adjust and fix this?
Yeah, what we did is anytime you don't play that well, we did not play well. What I mean by that, we gave up too many yards. You know, we had too many mental mistakes, which we have been able to correct. We had leverage issues, things like that, and it did happen. Were we happy about it? No, we're not, but we're able to look at it and bring it to the players' attention and definitely try to work on it and fix those issues that we had last week. But, you know, we know what, like I said, Tennessee goes to that tight end position quite a bit anyways, and hopefully we'll be ready for it.
Phillip Wheeler coming in midseason. It's kind of tough to learn a new system, not having the preseason and training camp and all that. He said it's a pretty simple defense, you know, relative to other ones in the league. Do you think that, you know, you guys keeping it simple really helps in transition?
Well, I think anytime you have that, first of all, he's a veteran guy. He's been in different systems, so he's learned different types of defensive systems, so I think he'll catch on well. Our coaches started with him the minute we got through working him out yesterday. Our coaches spent some quality time with him, and matter of fact, today at practice, he was able to get some reps in there. So, you know, we'll figure it out by the end of the week what he knows and where he'll play. It's undetermined right now.